This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. Got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Of course, the COVID virus, number 19, the coronavirus, it's all out there, isn't it? It's all out there. Big things happening, I guess you can say. Going on in the markets, because right now we're up about 71 points on 22,724. So after yesterday, obviously things are still kind of modulating, I guess you can say. Kind of went up and then went down a little bit, but we're still up. So the markets are opening on a positive stroke. We got that going on. Some of the things also going on, and we're taking layoffs take a toll. This is something else going on in the money world. Arthur Laffer, we may need fourth stimulus round. That's another big thing. Oil is rallying before Russia and Saudi meet. Now, this is a big deal because the oil was collapsing because the two of those colluded to control the market. And, of course, our oil in this country was collapsing. That's not a good sign. That was not good. So this is welcome relief that they're going to meet, and I guess things are going to be actually straightened out, all right? The world's 10 richest people right now. There you go. I'm sure you want that one. The other one, too, and this is a good one. Submit your questions for our virtual town hall with top White House advisor. There you go. America works together is the theme of that one. Big payday. Senate Democrats propose whopping pay raises for these workers. All right. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Super rich throwing money around to bid to get ventilators for at-home clinics. That's interesting. We're finding out it's not even the ventilator that's the problem. It's other things that's the problem. Former Fed Chief Bernanke makes dark prediction about impact of virus crisis. I don't think, listen, if you're out of a job, I get it. And there's going to be more layoffs. I get that. And that's going to have to be helped out by the stimulus, so-called stimulus packages, right? Disney World may add this health precaution when gates reopen, says Bob Iger. When are the parks going to open, I guess, is a big thing, right? I think we could probably really judge what is really truly going on in the markets and all the way around the whole country when Disney opens their gates. Let's bite on this article here. And again, I'm just trying to, you know, figure it out. This is an article that was just published, by the way. I don't like it when they don't date these things. Come on, give me a... Oh, 12 hours ago. Okay, it's published. So just 12 hours ago. It says, though it is not clear when Walt Disney World theme parks will reopen in Orlando, Florida, as the coronavirus has shut down most non-essential businesses, Disney executives... This is kind of interesting. Disney executive Bob Iger, like the Iger sanction, says he has a plan in mind that may include temperature checks. So as you walk through, temperature check. Right? I mean, listen, people have, not everybody is 98.6 degrees. Some people are 99 degrees. Some are lower. What do you do if you go in there and you're 98 degrees? No 0.6, 98 degrees. What happens if they're checking? They're going to do facial scanning, of course, by Google. Get it? Something to do with facial scanning that will be able to detect your body temperature. Now, as you walk around the park, you might overheat. Because that's, you know, if you go to Disneyland, listen, I grew up in Disneyland. If you go to those places, guess what? It's just all over the place. And if it's a warm day, you're warmer than normal. So if they have body cams all over the place, scanning cams that are scanning your face and taking your temperature remotely, are they going to call out the coronavirus police? Hey, take that guy out. Take him out. I can see these guys playing around now in a camera room. You can see. By the way, I've been in those security rooms. I've been in casinos. I've been in, well, different parks. I can't tell you which ones. But and seeing how this surveillance business works, I get it. I totally get it. I see how this whole thing works. So you could be theoretically looking around at facial recognition, and you're detecting people's, you know, what do they call it? Thermal something or another. Because, you know, thermal means temperature. Thermal scans, there you go. So they're checking your face, and they're looking at your forehead. And they're going to say, that forehead is hotter than most. Hot, hot, hot. So what are we going to do? We're going to take him out? Go get that guy. Or all of a sudden, there's some sort of beam comes down and taps him on the forehead, and people see the red dot. Red dot. I mean, I know that's, you know, if you have guns and you have laser sights, you know what I'm talking about. So somebody's obviously, they're pointing him out. They've got a laser red light dot on his forehead. He has to stop and freeze. He senses the dot. Ding, ding, ding. You know, or you can put little badges on you. You know, like they used to put the Juden thing on. That you're a Jew. And maybe when the beam of light strikes that, it says, you know, you're a corona. Forboden. You're evil. Take you away. Yeah. That's where it's going. And you can test drive this all you want at Disneyland or Disney World, right? A lot to be learned about this coronavirus. A lot to be, I guess you could say checked out with history, too. Interesting what Hitler gave us in terms of historical perspective at times like this, isn't it? By the way, how's that First Amendment right working out for everybody this Sunday? I want you to deeply think about this. The First Amendment has five elements in it. I say this all the time, wherever I go. It has First Amendment has five elements in it. And the very first one is freedom of religion. And the big question is, are we really at that point in our history? Are we really at that point in which we have to make a decision over a virus? By the way, viruses have been with us for hundreds, millions of years. Something we can't see, but we can manage to avoid our contact with human beings in church. Somebody can say, just don't go to church because you have to stand 6 feet apart. We don't want to have the spread of the virus. Oh, and now they're saying it's working, of course. It was a fraud to begin with. It was a hoax. The president, everybody got hoaxed. Yet we're seemingly not only doing social distancing with human beings, but even apparently cars now are social distancing, right? You're in your car, you at least are 6 feet apart from your car in front of you. And that other car's behind you, 6 feet in front of you. And we're starting to hear those stories. And yet you can't go to church. You can't feel comfortable going to church on Sunday. Something wrong with the picture, ladies and gentlemen. The more we stand apart from one another, the more vulnerable we are. We need to stand together. We need to go to church. We need to be human beings together. Exercise your first right, your First Amendment rights.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, Gateway Pundit has been a real big supporter. We like Gateway Pundit at Red State Talk Radio. We just have to let everybody know that. And we like some of the stuff they write. They seem to be on the brink of many different things. Now, this is about time this happens. Deep State War is the title of this. President Trump to reportedly fire several deep state inspector generals all at one time. Shocking. Isn't it about time? Perp walks? Maybe. I don't know. Fire rings right now? Probably. We've been waiting for this. And here it is. Here it comes. President Trump recently fired Intel Community IG, right? Inspector General Michael Atkinson, and he's reportedly gearing up to fire several more deep state IGs in one fell swoop. Shocking. Shocking. Now, what he means by this, these are the guys, the holdovers from Clinton, actually probably go back to Bush. Bush the senior, you know, Prescott Bush's son. Then Bill Clinton, and then Prescott Bush's grandson becomes president. Remember who Prescott Bush was? One of the chief financiers for Adolf Hitler. Oh, I'm shocked by that, right? So now you have IGs that probably go back, the lineage anyway, goes back to Bush, the senior, Clinton, and Bush, the junior, and then Obama. That's where these IGs are coming from. So now this is what's happening. We knew this time would come, and I'm happy. Actually, started breaking with this the other day. I was like, when you get some news and you're thinking, should I report it now? I mean, and be in front of it. And we got, trust me, we got stacks and reams of stuff that's going to come out, and we're going to bring it out already. Because it's time to bring it out, right? The IGs Trump is looking for to fire were appointed by Barack Obama or beforehand. See, that's from the article. President Trump wants to put in his own people. Well, of course he does, and he should. This guy, the Atkinson guy, was a fool. Remember, he started the whole impeachment process. He should never have done what he did. This whole thing that was trumped up, excuse me, it was trumped up. And this inspector, he started the whole process, should never have happened. But they wanted to get Trump. So these IGs don't need to be around to get that president, do they? No. The number that we're seeing here, this comes from Susan Crabtree. The number is 7 IGs in one fell swoop, sources confirm, at Real Clear Politics. Real Clear Politics reporter Susan Crabtree said it could include Brian Miller, senior White House associate counsel, as Inspector General for Pandemic Recovery at the Treasury Department. Trump appointed Miller to the special IG post last Friday. Oh, no. Why would it include him? I don't know. Susan Crabtree says, unclear whether the number will be 6 or 7. Trump mentioned old include, or could include, I guess as she abbreviated it, could include Brian Miller, senior White House associate. Also, some of these are likely replacements for IGs who have been serving in only acting roles, not Senate confirmed, but at least some of whom first put in their position by Obama. Recently fired IG Michael Atkinson is part of the seven. Trump is looking to fire CIA, IG, and others at the Department of Education. Shocking. Now, that's not a shock at all. Talk about a free, you know, complete free-for-all, right? The whole thing that was going on there in the Department of Education. Trump changing a total of seven IGs right now. More changes may come. This is coming again from Susan Crabtree. Just a little. This was this morning. Yesterday afternoon. Replacements include those several IGs who were operating in acting positions, including Fine and CIA IG. Others are Department of Ed, Tennessee Valley Authority. Atkinson is part of the seven. Okay, so she continues to say that. It says, for example, at the Monday Coronavirus Task Force press conference, the media were trying to hit Trump up with a new report that came out from an anonymous HHS Inspector General, an anonymous Inspector General, that there is not enough testing at U.S. hospitals. An anonymous HHS Inspector General. What? Trump pushed back at the presser to find out that his IG was just appointed in January. And then he pushed for more information, and her name came as Christy Grimm. And she was a big part of HHS under Obama and heavily involved with Obamacare. Of course. So she's gone. Says, now we come to find out that this Christy Grimm is apparently spearheading the new Get Trump effort to investigate him over the coronavirus response. So also, she also sat on this report from the end of March until today and released it to the media as if it was a new report. Furthermore, it was a phone survey of 323 hospitals in 46 states. Grimm is pushing bogus complaints that President Trump is responsible for the coronavirus numbers in New York and Washington, D.C. And by the way, the bogus numbers, how did he do that? Fired IG Michael Atkinson was involved in spearheading the first impeachment process. And, of course, that's the one he didn't have the evidence, really. It was from the anonymous source, right? At best, IG reports are both exposés and cover-ups. At the same time, the typical IG is a vehicle for anti-conservative and anti-reform deep staters to target enemies. This comes from Tom Fenton. Adam Schiff, always a political hack with a superiority complex, makes a fool of himself. Of course he does in this environment. On Inauguration Day, Mr. Reagan sent notice to Congress that he had removed 13 inspector generals and two acting inspector generals in 15 agencies. He said that the discovery of fraud, waste, and mismanagement of federal funds was an important priority of his administration and that it was essential for him to have the fullest confidence in the ability and integrity of each inspector general. See, I'm all for that. I remember when he did that. I'm all for that bad boy. Get rid of these guys. And so now he is. Adios. And there's more to come. He's just beginning on this stuff. Finally. People are saying, God, we got to see some people do perp walks. We got to see people arrested. Got to remember something about the perp walk business and about some of these people in high positions, which are singing and cooperating. Ding, 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 ding. Get it? Singing and cooperating. That's what we need to see. So the deep state is at war with Trump, and he's going to stop it. I mean, why should he tolerate these kind of things, right? He shouldn't, and he's not going to. I think it's admirable. I'm glad he's doing it. What time is it anyway? I'm looking around at all the different times that I've got things going on in my computer system here. Helicopters flying over. Uh-oh, here they come. More than one, by the way. That means formation flying in helicopters. I'm not too sure I want to do the formation flying and helicopter business, but here we go. We got the music coming up. We're going to come back and explore a little bit more about this deep state war of Donald Trump's going on. You know, after all, we are winning, believe it or not. I want you to keep the, you know, listen, when you go out and drive today, I want you to keep 6 feet apart in your car from the other car. We don't want your cars to get the virus, clog those air filters. Respiration will be bad for your car. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is strange. This is the article now coming from, and now listen, I want all of you to, if you're driving your car, 10 and 2 position for the hands. Make sure your seatbelt's on. Don't panic. Stay 6 feet apart from the car in front of you and maintain that distance. But this is a strange article. Some of you are not going to find this strange. You say that Paul Preston was right again. Look at the delay in this. It's at least for a month delay in what we're reporting. At least a month, well, at least 3 weeks. This is strange. Total U.S. deaths in March 2020 are actually down 15% from average of prior 4 years. 4 years. Oh, no. This is just shocking. What? Did they not think this one through? I keep saying this. Did they not think this one through? When you're going to, listen, when you're going to have a good scandal, when you're going to shut down the whole world, you better be thinking it through. All the ramifications. Now, a big tell, a big factor in the effect of the coronavirus might be the fact people die from the coronavirus. But you might also consider that if you shut the whole world down and people do what you want them to do and you're controlling them, you're doing that communist thing. You're doing exactly as I tell you. You're the good Nazi, right? Everybody's doing it. They're staying 6 feet apart. They're not socializing. They're not in groups. They're not in crowds. They're not in football games. No baseball for you. No basketball. No March Madness. Can't have any March Madness. None of that stuff. No grouping thing. And people aren't even having sex. I suspect that's not the case. I do suspect a huge birth rate jump in 8 to 9 months. I have no idea why that might be the case. I suspect there's no social distance going on in the bedroom. Listen, what else would a couple do? What else? Wait, listen, come on. Let's have an adult talk. We know what people do when they're bored. After all, we are humans, right? So listen, I expect that there's going to be a new baby boom. This is baby boom boom. I'm having too much. This is baby boom boom boom. Well, you know, we need to do, seriously, the month before every Christmas, or excuse me, Easter, we should shut everything down. Then you can get baby boom, boom, boom every year. I mean, I'm serious, you know, this would solve our problem, right? Of course, everybody's like, well, we got to depopulate the planet. Well, listen, if first clue to people like Fauci, and Tedros, and all the other worldwide, and the Chinese, if you want to depopulate the planet, you have to let people die. Now, this that's why I couldn't understand what's going on. I predicted accurately, with all the social distancing, there's no people driving, no people getting sick, they're all staying at home, they're not going to hospitals, they're not having operations. Isn't it shocking that people were going to the hospitals and the death rate was soaring every year, getting worse and worse. And now, all of a sudden, shocking, people are not going to the hospital. In fact, all the hospitals we know are closed. They're laying people off because they don't have patients. People are staying home. Shocking. They're not going to the hospital to die. They're not driving around. What is it these people did not think through? They have a picture of Fauci. And it's... says he's got his hand on his head. It's really kind of funny. And this is the question. What is going on after shutting down the government and killing the greatest economy in the world due to the deathly estimates from specialists on the coronavirus? The data is showing that this may be one great big mistake. Or here's the word they use, hoax. Hoax, 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 hoax. And Fauci's, you've got to get your Fauci bobblehead today. They have a Fauci bobblehead. Now, what I suspect you should listen. Buy the bobblehead. This is for all of you. And put it in your bedroom above your headboard. To say thank you, Dr. Fauci. This is just too much. According to data obtained by the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics Mortality Surveillance System website, There's a statistics mortality website. Okay. Well, and I believe that. You know, I mean, you got to test out what is going on with the death rate, right? Deaths for the first 3 weeks in March are down 10% from the average of the prior 4 years for the same three-week period. Well, this is Grassfire Reports. The average for weeks 9 through 11 for the four prior years was a total of 170,555 deaths. For weeks 9 through 11, the average was shocking, 153,000, meaning 17,540 fewer people died in America during the first 3 weeks of March than could be a reasonably expected. It says, and the gap between historic deaths and weekly deaths is widening. We're getting healthier. We're living longer because we're staying out of the hospital. For weeks 11, just 11 and 12, just 47,655 Americans died. Oh, that's 8,773 and 15% fewer than the average for the week 11 in the prior 4 years. And while data on weeks 12 is not complete, it is trending similar to week 11. It will likely be down by 15%, around 8,000 deaths less than expected. Now, after deaths for the entire nation month of March are reported, the results show that the deaths in the U.S. this month, in this March, are 15% less than the average. This is trending. It says in March of 2020, there were 34,000 and rounded up, less deaths than the average number. According to the CDC's website, in March 2020, there were a total of 193 deaths in the United States. That average number, deaths of prior, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it's down. The death rate is down. Shocking, as I was reporting it would be. And here's the story. Here's the proof. Don't you hate it when this happens? I do. I think it's terrible. Yep. Something going on here, guys. I think it's something we should all put up on Facebook.
Quiet.
Anyway, got the music coming up. Shocking. And you're all alive to listen to the music. How's that bobblehead treating you now? Now listen, you frisky fellas and girls. I know what you do. I know what you do. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Don't you hate it when this happens? Okay, so we've got the Bundys are back at it again. Shocking. The Bundy boys and girls. Shocking. Man behind Bundy Ranch standoff plans massive Easter Sunday gathering in defiance of government orders. You mean he's exercising his First Amendment right? Remember, there's five elements of the First Amendment. And they're there for a reason, in the order that they're there for a reason. Just like there's a Second Amendment. There to protect the first and to protect the others following it. People are going to get back to looking at their Bibles and the Constitution. And the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. Shocking, I know. And you're going to say, oh, these things are principled. They're almost Christian documents. They're God-like documents. Shocking. I wonder how that is. But, you know, he's just, you know, this is from Cassandra Fairbanks. Ammon Bundy is planning to hold a massive 1,000-person Easter gathering in Idaho, defying government orders against large gatherings. Shocking. Bundy was one of the men behind the 41-day militia standoff at the Oregon Wildlife Refuge in 2016 and the Bundy Ranch standoff in 2014. Idaho Governor Brad Little announced a stay-at-home order in the state on March 25th, and Bundy says he will not comply. He has also been hosting meetings with dozens of like-minded people discussing ways to defy the order. During one of the meetings that was filmed and posted on Facebook, Bundy said that he will personally help provide legal, political, and physical defense to Idaho residents who are planning to ignore the governor's order. Good. Ignore it. Who's this guy? Who's this guy to take on the First Amendment? He can't do it. No one can take away your First Amendment right, guys. I will be there, Bundy said. I will bring as many people as we can. We will form a legal defense for you, a political defense for you, and we will also, if necessary, provide a physical defense for you so that you can continue in your rights. Oh, we got a little Facebook thing here. Let's see what we got.
My one-year-old he wasn't even 1 year old when I left, and I came back on his three-year-old birthday, okay? And my four-year-old was 7 years old when I came, almost 8 years old. Anyway, I missed a lot of their life, and it was terrible, painful. I mean, I can't explain the misery, but I learned a lot in that. I was in solitary confinement for almost half a year, almost an entire year, and And it was because I would not strip. I would not, like, comply to a strip search. Okay? I said, I can't stop you from doing this. I'm giving this up. I hope I'm not going off too far. But I said, I can't stop you from forcing a strip search and all the things that they do to you. Right? I can't stop you. But I am not going to do it to myself.
Yes.
Okay? And so they would come in, five or six guys, and they would do their thing. And then they'd throw me naked in a cell. And I'd spend months in there. The point being, ultimately, through a process of suffering but standing my ground, I ultimately was able to get all the defendants, if you will, all the people, all my family, because they had my brothers and my father in there too, and 19 people all in all of them ultimately were ordered by the judge to never strip search us and to never put us in solitary confinement again. Okay? So we were the only prisoners in a federal prison system where they could not strip search us and they could not put us in solitary confinement. But it took a lot of suffering to do that. A lot of suffering. But I learned a lot. Okay? So then I get out, and I'm just presenting this as part of it. But there's been multiple cases in which people have called and needed help. And I have responded, not alone, but with... And I learned a lot. And what I learned is exactly what I think is being presented here today. Because what I learned is that there needs to be a threefold, or at least what is effective, is a kind of a threefold attack. Or, I don't attack, attack's not the right word, defense.
Right, right. Response.
Yeah, I don't want to say attack.
Defensive maneuver.
Okay, defense. And that is illegal, okay? This redress agreement, I personally, it makes a lot of sense. It's in our law. It's in our Constitution. I think we should use those mechanisms, right? Those tools.
Yes.
That's not always. They're also, if someone is arrested, it's not always a bad thing. Because now you have standing in the court. Where before you don't. Now you have standing in the court and you can now say, these are my rights and I'm going to drive it all the way to the Supreme Court if I have to. Okay? And everybody gets behind him and helps fund it, right? So, but you know, it does take getting arrested and becoming, have legal standing in the court to be able to do that, okay?
Well, that's Ammon Bundy. He's in Idaho talking about, it's a long bit of this. We're not going to go through the whole thing. But, you know, here we are challenged by an invisible virus that's been hoaxed on us. And they're taking away our rights. This is the local officials, you know, the governor and residents don't. But the local officials are. Shame on them, county supervisors. And sheriffs who promote that to them. Freedom of religion. Please tell me. The First Amendment will be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting. I'm glad we went to the Gateway Pundit here and did our little duty. And now we are back talking about the Constitution and what this virus is doing. This is something Idaho legislature, Representative Heather Scott. Now, you got to remember Idaho is a little bit more conservative than California, but it's unfortunately being Californicated. That is the shocking thing. We get this based upon the expats from California who tell us it's coming over here. And now, but there's, people still pushing back, logically. So a representative, what is her name? Scott, I think was her last name. Heather, health and whatever. Who is this? Anyway, she posted a video up here. We're going to try and get the video and figure out what it is. Heather Scott is her name. District 1. And it's called the COVID, the Constitution, and the cause for concern. How we lost, basically, the Constitution is what she's saying. Well, I'll play it. I'll check it out. Maybe tomorrow we'll get back to it. I think it's very, very interesting, though, that people are having this conversation now. Hey, what have we done here over the last month and a half? We gave up our constitutional rights. And we gave them up willingly. And, of course, it goes back to what we were talking about in the first hour about this social distancing of cars at the intersection, at a four-stop intersection in Calaveras, California. People noticed that the cars drove up and stopped 6 feet apart from one another as they waited for the people to go through the stop sign. And, of course, how compliant and nice we've been about this, huh, that we willingly have given up our constitutional rights. And one of them, of course, is freedom of religion, the first and most cherished of all the constitutional rights found in the First Amendment. Then there's freedom of speech. We've given that one up too. Then there's freedom of the press. Yeah. Freedom to assemble. Certainly have given that one up. And have we given up the right to redress of grievances? Those are the five elements of the First Amendment. We better be thinking about what we're going to give up in the future or not give up at all. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.